I'm Sharon Betters, and I want to welcome you to the Daily Treasure podcast produced by Mark Inc. Ministries. We are continuing in our series called A Pilgrimage Fueled by Hope. And again, I hope that the scriptures and the message that you hear will help turn your heart toward Jesus and will encourage you to continue to put in place those foundation stones that are going to really encourage you in those times when life comes crashing down, that you are creating a default mode so that you automatically turn to Jesus when you are in those days of trouble. Today's devotional is called Puddles of Grace, and today's treasure is from Job chapter 3, verses 8 through 10. Just ask the previous generation. Pay attention to the experience of our ancestors. For we were born but yesterday and know nothing. Our days on earth are as fleeting as a shadow. But those who came before us will teach you. They will teach you the wisdom of old. Mention Job, and even those familiar with the Bible immediately know that you're talking about someone who lost everything. One of Job's friends, Bildad, the Shuhite, tried to comfort him by exhorting him to ask those who had come before him for wisdom. Though Bildad's theology is skewed, there is great advice in this passage. Those who are ahead of us in life's journey can teach us much about how to build structures into our lives that become an automatic default system when life makes it hard to think straight. Some of those puddles of grace encourage us to avoid making the same mistakes our predecessors made. We've established that acknowledging we are on a pilgrimage on our way home fuels our journey with hope when life stinks. It follows that if I know I'm traveling through a foreign land, and the journey will be long and difficult, I would be wise to talk to people ahead of me in that journey. What helped them? And what is helping them to not just endure, but to find joy and peace in the dark places? What supplies did they pack? And what do they wish they had packed? What mistakes did they make? This is not as hard as it might first appear. Every time you attend a Bible study, listen to a sermon, or listen as other people share from their own life experiences, you have the opportunity to learn from those ahead of you in life. When we are intentional about putting into place the disciplines of walking by faith, we discover we are better prepared for the hard places in our journey than we realize. That's when those puddles of grace left by those who came before us help equip, energize, and encourage us to keep on keeping on. Be intentional about establishing disciplines of grace in your life when the sun is shining. Decide if God's word truly is the grid through which you will push all of life. Include personal and group Bible study that teaches, reproves, corrects, and trains you in the righteousness of God as part of forming that life grid. Identify godly people ahead of you in life's journey that can help equip you for the pathway God has marked out just for you. These people might no longer live on this earth, but their writings still exist and are rich with life lessons. As a young woman, I turned to Elizabeth Elliot and Amy Carmichael as long-distance spiritual mothers, soaking up their life stories and how God's grace equipped and enabled them to endure when quitting might have seemed easier. These women have left puddles of grace for generations to come. Drink deeply from their lives, and hope will fuel your pilgrimage home. And, oh Father, I thank you for those men and women, those who have walked life before us, who are calling to us that you are sovereign and you can be trusted. Friends, it's so good to think about you and to be praying for you, and we love hearing from you. We love getting your notes. We love hearing how God is using Daily Treasure to touch your heart and to encourage you to walk by faith. Some of your stories are so incredibly heartbreaking, but we are praying for you. As you share your stories, our team knows that this is what we are here for, is to connect with you and to encourage you with the hope of the gospel. One of the ways that you can stay connected with us and also have what we like to say is hope in the palm of your hand is when you download our free Help and Hope app. Just go to your favorite app store and look for Help and Hope, download it for free, push notifications so that you will be alerted to every new resource that we have, our Help and Hope resources, Ask Dr. Betters, Daily Treasure. in his grip. It's just packed with incredible free resources designed to help turn our hearts toward Jesus. So make sure you check out our free Help and Hope app. I'm Sharon Betters. Thanks so much for joining us.